This is GQDN for Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. They're really good. They really are. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line, then you can get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of interesting stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, what could be coming out this month? We got some Silent Hill 2 spoilers. And the PlayStation stars went down again. Oh boy. But this isn't an oh boy. This is, well, I'll get your opinions on it. PC Games N did say that Square Enix has suspended the Final Fantasy XIV housing demolition due to Hurricane Helene. So, if you're playing in a North America data center and you're thinking that you're losing your virtual estate, well, you're safe for now, because the Category 4 hurricane made its sweep across the southern eastern United States last week. And right now, that damage is still being counted money-wise. So if you play Final Fantasy XIV and you own one of the plots of land in North America, well, you're safe for now. And there's a lot of virtual houses that are in said MMO, and especially on the North American servers. So here's what Square Enix did say about this. Quote, "From all of us on the Final Fantasy XIV development and management team, our hearts go out to those who were affected late last month by Hurricane Helene in North America. Due to the damages and other factors, we've decided to temporarily suspend the automatic demolition of estates," end quote. Now, that's not the only time that they had suspended the housing demolitions, because in 2022, the demolition was put on hold because of Russia invading Ukraine. And that happened again in 2023 after the earthquake in Turkey and Syria. So, good luck to those who were affected by the hurricane. Our hearts are with you. Baldur's Gate 3 was at an award show, and they said that, well, you might not be able to see a game from us there for a while. IGN was talking about that. And Sven Mickey, sorry I butchered that one, from Larian Studios, then did an acceptance speech at the awards ceremony in Malaysia today. And he said that you're not going to see any games for about another 4 to 5 years. So in the part of that speech, he said, quote, "We need to work hard on the next game so we can be back here in 5 years," end quote. But he talked to IGN right after that, and he said, quote, "I knew you'd pick up on that. It was just a joke. I don't know. We'll release it when it's ready. They're big games and it takes time, so don't hold us on to a date," end quote. So while they make some very big games, they're saying it does take time because they have to make the game, they have to test it, and then they have to fix the bugs, so on and so forth. So what will they make, and when will it come out? That's a good question. Here's something that's already out. Eurogamer.net said that Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League Season 3 has debuted, but there was only about 300 Steam players. So in the Season 3 notes, Rocksteady said, quote, "In this Elseworld, Earth has held its last stand against Brainiac in Gotham City, rather than Metropolis. After it fell, Brainiac decided he had little use for the falling city, leaving it to fall into the void," end quote. So, they're bringing in Zoe Lawton. So if you're interested, you can check it out. But if it's on PlayStation, well, PlayStationLifestyle.net said that the PlayStation stars are down. Again. So the people that are a part of the loyalty program already knows that it's not functioning correctly right now, but that was following the last PlayStation Network outage. Now, the PlayStation Stars isn't entirely down yet, but the program is glitched right now. And a number of players have reported that their phones are now getting spammed by the PlayStation PARS notifications, and that's via the PlayStation app. So, Sony should be working on it, but maybe they're working on something else too, because PlayStationLifestyle.net again said that the Elden Ring update 1.15 is out now, but the PlayStation 5 performance is still an issue. So the patch notes are out for Elden Ring. There's still some notable frame rate issues on PlayStation 5. And From Software, the maker of the game, didn't quite fix it. But they did fix a bug with a cutscene where you're entering the Shadowkeep Church district. So basically, it should play only once now. They also fixed the bug where the golem first weapon attack would not deal damage when the player was affected by certain special effects, along with the attack power that was lower than expected, along with quite a few other bugs, but not the performance issue. But don't look. Seriously, don't look. According to IGN.com, Silent Hill 2 remake spoilers were leaked. Don't look. Now, we know that Silent Hill launched 23 years ago, but we know that it's coming out October 8th. Some of the fans have already seen the game already, and that's with the physical copies that were shipped early this time. So Luke76BG on Reset Era did post a screenshot on Reddit with someone with 39% of completion that's already logged into their PlayStation 5. So some people got the game early, and that's why they're starting to see some spoilers, and that's why they were leaked. And they did show some pictures, but that's one of the games that was released. Another one will be coming to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series October 10th. And Gamatsu.com did say it is Amanda the Adventurer. That is from the publisher Dread XP and the developer Mangled Maw Games. And they will be showing off this horror game called Amanda the Adventurer on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox X, and S, and One on October 10th. Those aren't the only two games coming out this October. There are 32 more, and that would include Super Mario Party Jamboree via Kotaku.com, Dragon Age the Veilguard, and some other ones as well. Predator Hunting Grounds is one. Throne Liberty, Kill Night Until Dawn, October 4th. Diablo 4, Vessel of Hatred, October 8th. Yeah, Silent Hill 2 as well. We already talked about that. Dragon Ball, Sparking Zero, October 11th. Squirrel with a Gun, October 15th. Batman Arkham Shadow, Batman's VR game, October 22nd. No More Room in Hell 2, also October 22nd. Sonic X Shadow Generations, October 25th. Life is Strange, Double Exposure, October 29th. And that is all for now. A lot of games are coming out this month. Be ready. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.